have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Hi, this is Apostle Dawn Westbrook. Join me on Shabbat Saturday here at Elation Radio at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we Shabbat the Lord and declare the word of the Lord over your life for this hour. Shalom. Hallelujah. God bless you on today, everyone. Amen. Hallelujah. We were created to worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Revelation 4:11 tells me, you are worthy, O Lord our God, to receive glory and honor and praise. Hallelujah. And power. For you created all things, and they exist because you created what you please. Amen. And I just want to give notice right now that the devil is a whole lie. Amen. We bind up the principality, the powers of the air. Amen. And we will have no interference or distraction in the name of Jesus. We have come here to Shabbat him on today because this is the day that the Lord has made and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Yes, I said it. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Now somebody praise him because he is opening doors for you, for me right now. Amen. Even this platform, this hour, this very second is an open door for you if you will receive the words that are released on today. So I Shabbat him today. Because the word tells me in Psalms 34, hallelujah, verse 1, Apostle Dawn, will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. And so I bless him, I thank him on today, because when I am blessing him, when I am acknowledging him, my God, today I feel that strong, when I am blessing him at all times and praising him and his praise is continually in my mouth, I am creating an atmosphere for his glory to show up. Our words have power to create, hallelujah. Our words have the power to change the atmosphere. Where you are right now, he can show up on your behalf. And that is the point of this broadcast. Amen. We hope to inspire you, to provoke you, to ignite you, to move, amen, in the realm of his glory. So when we are shabbaking him, we believe there is a great shaking in the heavenly realms. Amen. Do you recall what happened in the book of Acts chapter 16? It was Paul and Silas sitting in a cell. And all of a sudden, they decided that they were going to sing hymns and worship God and give honor to God in the midst of their circumstance. Hallelujah. Okay, I don't think you understand that they were in a cell in prison. Amen. It was dark. I'm sure they didn't have lighting. Amen. Moldy. The quality of air probably was horrific and stench. Amen. I can imagine. No, I possibly can't imagine that much stench. But certainly detestable living conditions. Amen. Hallelujah. And as well, they were in chains. Now, wait. They were behind bars. And they were in chains. My God, today, think about that. But these two were still praising and worshiping God. So why would I dare not give him a Shabbat today? Every day should be a Shabbat. Amen? Scripture says there was a sudden manifestation of a move of God out of their praise. And the Lord created a way of escape. Now, why am I telling this story? Because as a result of them posturing themselves to be in the mindset to worship God, to praise God, they were in position for God to do something. They were in position to receive their deliverance. Oh, my God. Today. And not only for them, but the spiritual deliverance and salvation to the jailer and to his household, people of God. Hear me real good. I believe that is why the Spirit of God is calling for the wailing women to come forth. Amen. Women of God that will make a sound, a distinctive sound that will cry out, hallelujah. Because I believe heaven wants to hear a certain sound, glory to God. And if you do not understand, I believe the Spirit of the Lord is moving in such a way, and everyone, please mute your phones. Hallelujah. Producer, please mute the phones of the callers. Amen. I believe the Spirit of God is wanting to move, that he's desiring repentance, but with a revival that will bring forth, hallelujah, people that have their hearts changed. Amen. I cannot tell you that since 2018, this has been something very hard pressed on my heart. And so today, that is another reason why I am shabbaking him. Hallelujah. Because of this very cry, this momentum, I call it a movement of God, that that he is bringing forth and manifesting. And it's so powerful, and I know that it burns also in the heart of my beloved friend, amen, hallelujah, my brother from another mother, hallelujah, the man of God who is our very special guest on Shabbat Saturday today, our featured guest, prophet, apostle, resident, hallelujah, Ken Jackson of Maintaining, Anointing, Deliverance Ministry, amen, located in Douglasville, Georgia. Are you with us on today, man of God?
Yes, ma'am.
Hallelujah. Yes, we ma'am. Welcome you. Hallelujah. You know, I'll keep going, call you apostle. Amen. As you well know and are acquainted with what we are about to embark on. Amen. Man of God, I think it is epic. I think it is epic of a shift in the kingdom of God. And I have always shared with you, hallelujah, since last year when you were with us for the last revival, calling the wailing women has always been my passion and my assignment that Yahweh has called me to. I know my lane. I'm not trying to take on any other assignment or any other platform, glory to God. But I believe that he is calling the wailing women according to Jeremiah 9, 17 to 31. Hallelujah. Would you agree, man of God?
Yes, ma'am. I agree with that.
Amen. This is what the Lord Almighty says in Scripture. Calling now, consider now, call for the wailing women to come. Send for the most skillful of them. Amen. He is calling for the wailing women across the ecclesia community. Amen. The ecclesia. Amen. Which means both, particularly the body of faithful people and the whole body of the faithful. Glory to God. The community, all of us, across our denominational lines, amen, the wailing women to come forth, to cry out for our release, the birthings that need to take place, my God, today. We were talking about that the other day, man of God, that a woman is capable of birthing. And too many men have spilled their seed in the body of Christ. And the Spirit of God is calling for a birthing and a breakthrough that will impact our families, our churches, our cities, this nation, to ignite repentance revival in the name of Jesus. So we have the honor of you joining us on today. Amen, man of God. I love you to life. You were with us last year in the revival, Apostle Jackson, and I'm certainly pleased to have you a part of this God move this year. Amen, as we commence July the 15th through the 17th. But what I want to happen today, Apostle, you know, you and I have talked privately, amen, and I know that you've come to understand that this is something that is very close to your heart as well. I want you to share with us, amen, how have you come to understand, amen, or tap into this move of God? Can you share with us why and what is your reasoning?
Well, my reasoning is for this. Women are a very vital role into the body of Christ. We must understand that the woman has a purpose. And without knowing that purpose, we can't be fulfilled as of a whole. When God created man, he created male and female. He didn't create them differently. He created male and female, amen, and called them Adam, which means mankind, which is oneness. And when we separate or divide ourselves from that oneness, there's no more unity. And when there's no more unity, there's no more agreement. And when there's no agreement, there cannot be no understanding. And what that does, that leaves me separated, not understanding the purpose of what something was created or designed for. And when you don't understand the purpose of a thing, you will abuse it. This is why women have suffered so much abuse in the body of Christ, not just the body of Christ, but society alone, because we do not realize the purpose of it. And so when you don't understand the purpose of something, you will abuse it. By me understanding the purpose, and God began to put this burden in my heart years ago, amen, when he began to deal with me concerning women and doing women ministry and conferences, he gave me a theme of the significant woman that had been made to feel insignificant, which means that women are significant. But sometimes in life, it deals them a hand, and it makes them feel insignificant. So therefore, you need somebody to help bring back the significance in that woman so she can be fitly joined together, amen, with that man so that we can do kingdom work. Amen. So this is why I have such a passion, because I'm tired of seeing a lot of strange fires in the body of Christ, but no birthing.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. It has been, to my observation, and you are absolutely correct, amen, women are significant, and there has been an observation of strange fire as a result of women having to suffer because they have not been understood. Their purpose has not been understood, amen, and that lack of understanding that's coming from leadership. I'm going to say it. I mean, you know, I have seen that, you know, they look upon them, even though there may be a strong indication that God's hand is certainly and significantly on the hand or on the life of that woman. Amen. But yet they are treated as second-class citizens in leadership. I'm going to say it in the pulpit. Glory to God. I myself have experienced that. I can attest to the fact that, you know, albeit that my title doesn't mean anything if you don't have the anointing that goes with it. Glory to God. But even with the demonstration of the anointing, amen and glory to God for that, that nonetheless they will refer to me as a missionary, will never acknowledge the office that I walk in. And I'm sure that's happened to a number of women of God in the body of Christ, how they want to misappropriate our respective roles that the Spirit of God has given to us to walk out. You know, I'm tired of looking at this form, amen, of godliness, hallelujah, looking at the fashion or and the familiar and not acknowledging the glory. And then trying to, I'm going to say it, take the glory for themselves. What do you say to that, man of God? Because I know that was a mouthful. I'm not trying to go off topic, but I believe this ties into what we're saying.
Well, yes, that has been definitely one of the biggest things today, that too many men are trying to take the glory. Three things that God makes specifically known if that us not to touch. And he gave us that in prayer, amen, something that people love to do. And you can't even have an effective prayer life if you keep touching these three things. And those three things, he put it at the end so that we will be a reminder of that. Prayer is never about the one that's praying. It's always about the one you're praying to. So he tells you what not to touch. He said, for thine is the kingdom, which means he's the only one orchestrates the kingdom. So when he placed women in his kingdom and give her dominion, it's nothing man can do about that, because only the king does the choosing in the kingdom. Then he says, for the power belongs to God. Amen. So that means that we ain't got no power of our own. So that means we don't have the ability to do what we need to do, except the Holy Spirit gives us that power. Then he says, and thine is the glory. Don't touch those three things. And because of it, the church has been in a bad state, because we keep touching the kingdom, the power, and the glory, which all belongs to God. And once we get back in our rightful place and realize that God can make rocks cry out, he don't need mankind, but mankind needs him, and get back and give God what's due to him, the kingdom, the power, and the glory, we will stop seeing all these egos rise up in the body of Christ. We'll stop seeing all these Nebuchadnezzar and Pharaoh spirits rise up that tries to put its foot on what God has ordained to come forth, to cry for us as a people, to put him back in remembrance of his own covenant. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And you know, it's interesting that he would want to select this remnant of women. Oh, my God, today. Those who have been the outcast or in the background, amen, praying women, very, very faithful women, hallelujah, not trying to gain any platform, not trying to gain any sort of entourage, oh, God, help me on today, but whose heart are towards wanting desperately to see our land healed, amen. And I think that is, as you said, those three things, here is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Those women, that remnant, they recognize Yahweh. They recognize that it's only through him that change will come. And he calls those women, the skillful and cunning women, call them forth according to scripture. It's interesting, again, getting back to my first point of my sentence, why is God calling forth those women in particular and not all of these others who have, as we well know, which is a blessing, I'm not saying it's not a blessing, these great platforms, these massive audience, is he saying, prophet, apostle, that they're incapable or incapable of reaching him? Because he calls these women to cry and make a certain sound. Let's talk about that.
Well, one of the things is because in that particular time, the women, they was known to be mourners or wailers that carried a great sympathy of what they was feeling. See, you can't have an authentic cry unless you feel what you're crying for. Amen. And so these women, a wailing woman was one that was not just a mourner or one that cried for deaths or what, but they cried for what was lost. And it's something about when a person lose something that is sentimental, deep to them, it brings or pulls out a cry that can be felt by God. Amen. And so these women, they were not just women, just somebody that cried, but they were skillful, like you said, and they was trained women. They was, in other words, they was anointed for what they were doing. So they had a sound that can be released that would touch heaven. My God, you know. And so when Israel was in a bad state, they was in a state of apostasy where they had become, glory be to God, they began to worship on false gods and all these different things, and everything was going to a ruin. Now God, he has to get the prophet attention. Yes, I'm showing you things, but now they are the remedy of what I'm showing you. See, that is what
my God,
understand. Just because you see something, it don't make you better than everybody else. He saw it, but he didn't have the capability to do what needs to be done. He had to be told who he must go and seek out to bring a solution to the problem. Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. And the solution was the wailing woman. Amen. My God, today. This is why.
You better sing.
Hallelujah. This is why. I think this is why it's important to always posture yourself in a level of humility that you'll have an ear to hear. Particularly wailing women, hear me. This is alert. Put a push pin by this. It is your humility before God that will allow you to be greatly used. I keep saying that. I keep posting that. Wailing women, we have a certain humility, amen, that is such a joy and delight in our Father's eyes, amen. It's not our pride. It's not arrogance. It's not our attitudes. It's not the old familiarities, amen. But we lay down our garments before him, hallelujah. And, you know, it's not the form of godliness where you laying out on the floor in all white and you think that you're reaching God. Do you hear me, Apostle? Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
But it's that we sincerely, genuinely, heartfelt, hallelujah, cry out to to him. Amen. And I heard it. I said it. I said, heaven, and I'll stand on it. Heaven will not move until he hears a cry from the wailing women. Amen. Glory to God. And that's evidence in scripture. Glory to God. He wants that. He desires that. I believe it is his heartbeat, man of God. He wants this to come forth for the refilling, for the refreshing, for the renewal. Oh, my God, today. So that this nation will be healed. So that our families will be healed. So that our children will return back to the standards, amen, that they know and are not so moved and swayed by all of these things and motivations and attitudes and influence of the world, my God, today. And so that our men will begin to walk in their rightful places and not be competitive with us, my God, today. I just feel this so strongly that this is the heartbeat of Yahweh right now. It's not all in the theatrics. I like keeping it real simple. It's not all in the theatrics, people of God. Because believe me, your external theatrics ain't going to deliver or save nobody. But it's only when you have touched the heart of God and when your prayers go up as an incense to him, not a stench. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. I tell you, I'm on one as I was the other day. You know how close this is to my heart, Apostle. I mean, it is, I breathe, I sleep, I speak, I see this mission, this vision that God has given to me. This is my lane, and I'm so glad for it. I'm not trying to get any other lane. This is where he has called me to be. Calling forth the wailing women across the ecclesiastical board, amen, across every denomination, glory to God. Come together collectively so that the body can be made whole, so that we can really have a move of God, so that we can say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, Father God. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Hallelujah. Men of God, it is time for us to come up, to come out, to break forth, to arise and shine. Hallelujah. We must begin to respond properly. Hallelujah. Or else we will continue to miss the revelations that he desires to download to the body of Christ in this season that is necessary, amen, for our survival. Would you agree?
Yes, yes, ma'am. Yes, I do.
Amen.
Yes,
why don't you speak to us regarding that, amen? Why do you agree, sir?
Well, I agree because, like I say, women have always had a role in the body of Christ. It's just the fact that we have neglected it so long. One thing that men must always remember, that God never put men here to help the woman, but he placed the woman to be a help to the man, which means that he enabled that woman with the qualifications and the skills to be able to produce what the man lacked. Amen? And so, therefore, when you keep rejecting your help, then you're going to continue to have problems. And so, therefore, the church keep having problems because we keep rejecting our help. And you cannot reject the help that God provides and think you're going to come up with a solution to the problem. No, you will continue to have a repeated cycle. And so, therefore, this is why it was so pivotal in this time when Jeremiah, as he was a weeping prophet, so he understood wailing. So he knew the type of women to go and get when God told him, because he was a weeping prophet himself. He knew the pain. He carried the burden of what happens when a nation gets in trouble with God. And so Jeremiah, he knew, because see what people got to understand, just being a woman don't make you a willing woman. Amen. There's power to a willing woman that comes with qualifications. Oh my God. So you got to be qualified to be a willing woman. Not just because you're a woman makes you one. Amen. And so Jeremiah, he realized this is a woman that has studied the situation, oh my God, of the dilemma that we're facing. So because she has a burden, she has a heart, she knows how to go from the innermost part of herself. That yes. part that we don't always tap into. Most people pray from the soulish realm. Most people just pray from the top of their head. They don't pray from their gut. They don't pray from their spirit. That's why we have a lot of fancy prayers with a lot of fancy words, but no results to the prayer, because we don't know how to get in and well where something comes from our spirit. And that part of you that was created in the image of God begins to talk back to the God that created it. That's what God calls a willing woman. One that talks spirit to spirit, heart to
yes.
heart.
My God, today. Yes, sir. That's right. There's a linguistic. That's right.
That's right. So we need someone that knows how to be sensitive enough. Oh, my God. Nurturing enough, gentle enough, that knows how to touch the heart of God, that will cause God to refrain his hand of judgment, where he'll stop being the God of judgment and turn back into the God the Father, who is loving. Amen. See, it's something about a willing woman that knows how to make God turn his hand from what he has set out against the people, because it's something about her cry that touches God's ears. It's just, see, a willing woman like Hannah, a woman that had been rejected, a woman that had had pain, a woman that had come up being ostracized and criticized continuously by Peninnah, who took her to a realm where she knew how to cry from her pain, my God, that reached God's ears. Glory be to God. See, it's something about a willing woman that even the man of God or the woman of God will misunderstand who you are, because the priest Eli himself could not understand this level of prayer, because it didn't come from the top of the head. It didn't come from the recital prayers that they rehearsed. It did not come from the Jewish prayer list, but it came deep from a wailing woman's spirit. And so therefore he thought she would drop. It's something about that type of prayer that will cause God to move in such a way.
Yes, sir. That's right. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
And he will bring an answer to the nation. Because of that wailing woman, that was the solution to the 400 years of silence that Israel faced. Because now here comes the prophet that was birthed through a wailing woman. My God.
My God. My God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. She has a burden. A wailing woman, as you said, has a burden. Her cry touches God. Because why? As you said, as because of her sensitivity, because of her nurturing nature, because of her gentleness, because, and I want to add her humility. Amen. She is able to birth an answer to a nation. Amen. But, you know, there are rankings and revelations, and you touched on the word language. I call it linguistics in prayer. Amen. That do not come from a book or the seven steps to get a prayer through. My God, today, hallelujah. How you heard someone else pray, my God, today. But it comes out of your experience and your personal encounters with his presence, not the familiar. And a wailing woman is used to going into her secret place, into, hallelujah, the presence of God. and knowing how to touch his heart. And I believe we, all willing women, if you are listening and those who will be on the rebroadcast, we must begin to respond properly. Amen. Or else we will continue to miss the revelations, amen, that the Spirit of the Lord wants to put, hallelujah, like a download in your spirit for his people so that you can birth an answer that is needed right now in this season. Glory to God. We need to stop this laissez-faire kind of attitude or no, nobody. It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks or what other people are saying or doing. Amen. You are a peculiar being. Oh, my God, today. A beautiful and wonderful, peculiar being, shapen and made in the image of our Father. And you have his DNA, and most importantly, you have his heart. And so you are able to connect, my God, today with him, and you know the intentions of his heart. And it's like we need to get to a place that we search, that we just want to drink God, amen, in this hour. We want nothing else but to pant after him, to be in his presence, because the body is in ailment right now. It is dysfunctional right now. And I believe until we get into our positions, wailing women, hallelujah, and touch the heart of God, make a cry unto heaven for this land that is in dire need of an answer. It is you. Doesn't matter if you haven't been appointed by anyone. Doesn't matter if they don't know your name. But guess what? God knows your name. He is well acquainted with you. Glory to God. He placed in you that heart, that burden. Oh, my God, today. And you know what? That burden is not going anywhere. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. That burden is not going anywhere, people of God. That burden that's on your heart is a burden that he feels for his people. And you have been given the awesome opportunity to be used greatly of him in this season. Amen, Apostle.
Amen, amen. So I'm excited.
Hallelujah.
I'm excited. I'm excited,
sir,
about this Wailing Woman revival, because it's time for the nation to wake up. You know, not just a local facility or a local group, but it's time for a cry to wake up this nation. Amen. These wailing women were sent out to nations, and not only did they seek for the wailing women, but also the cunning women. You know, the women that was skillful, that knew how to influence, those that knew how to persuade. Amen. Because you can cry all day long, but if you ain't got the spirit or power or persuasion, you can't shift nothing. Uh-huh. So you,
amen,
got to have not just the wailing woman, but you got to have the cunning woman as well. That's why you have to be,
yes,
skillful, and you have to know how to train so that you can be a woman of influence. Amen. Women always carry the power of persuasion. That's why I can't understand why women seem like sometimes they can't persuade their man to come to church, or they can't persuade. You got the power of persuasion. You just need to have the cunningness and the art to know how to maneuver it. Amen. Glory be to God. Even the first lady, she had that. She knew how to persuade that man to take something he shouldn't have been taking, even though he shouldn't have been taking, but she had the power of persuasion to persuade him. Because women,
yes,
have the power of persuasion. Delilah had the power to persuade Samson, a mighty strong man. The women, they had a power to persuade Solomon, the world's wisest man. See, women got the power of persuasion. But they have,
hallelujah,
to have the ability to be wailing women that will keep them in the right standing with God, so that they would use that persuasion and influence for godly things that will bring about a change to a nation and see it revived and retribution come back to a nation that have been destroyed.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. There is certainly a need for wailing women to come forth, that have the power of persuasion to recognize their power. Amen. To walk out their power, to embrace their power. Like you mentioned, Hannah, amen. God, you know, had placed within her womb, gave her a birth of someone who is going to be a prophet to the, oh my God, today, a prophet to the nations, my God. God has come, I believe, is wanting to come to the body for such a time as this to resurge his people, to return our strength, amen, that has been lost. Hallelujah. Revival is coming to our wombs, wailing women. Oh, my God, today, the place, the church, the place that it needs to be, the rightful position and posture, the body of Christ, our nation even, to put it in its rightful position. Revival, repentance revival is coming to our spirit because he hears the cries. He hears our voices. And he's coming to reactivate his spirit and return the strength, hallelujah, that the church has lost in the name of Jesus to bring about a resurgence. I believe that with everything that's within me and the power of the Holy Ghost to activate his spirit, ha, and to resurrect that thing which is lying dead. In the womb of his people. Glory to God.
My.
Amen.
It's just so powerful when you begin to look at Jeremiah, what you got this based upon. Jeremiah, that ninth chapter, it's something. When they begin to really look at that, it says, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider, think upon this thing, and call for the mourning women to come. I want you to call for the mourning women. This is what we got to catch. Call for the mourning women, but send for the wailing women to come. Uh-oh.
Yes.
My God.
Yes.
That was a call for those that mourn, the professional criers. Yeah, you know, they were called to come, you know, call for them because we need somebody to cry. But you got to send for the wailing woman to come because it was a difference between the mourner and the wailing. My God.
The wailing. Hi, that part.
So therefore, ask that woman, you got to know the difference between the mourning and the wailing. Because he specifically let the prophet understand. Now, I need you to call for the mourners. Call for the mourners, the ones that's heard their crying, they're grieving. But to help them, you got to send for the wailing.
Yes, to help them. Mm-hmm.
There you go. You got the sense for them. Call those that are grieved and hurt and mourning. Those that's in a dilemma, that don't know how to get through these pains and all these tragedies they've been facing. Call for them to come because I got some wailing women, my God, that you need to send for to bring about a healing.
Amen. Hallelujah. Go ahead.
The mourning women, they are called to come. So if any woman is listening to me tonight or today, just because you cry, baby, don't make you a wailing woman. They have to be sent for. Anybody can cry, but it takes another level to wail. My God.
Say that.
I said anybody can cry, but it takes a special woman to wail. That's why he told them to go ahead and call for the mourners. In other words, the mourners are those that stay in their pity party state. They stay in their grieving state. Them are the ones that consider themselves the victims. Woe is me. In other words, yes, we understand you face the tragedy. Yes, we understand you got some pain, but mourning won't change the heart of God about your situation. You need to send for the wailing women now. You need to send for the intercessors, those that know how to pray, those that know how to move the heart of God, those that know how to make God come off the throne and dispatch an angel to the rescue. That's the one man you need to call now. In other words, what God is saying, this ain't the time for the crybabies. My God. This ain't time for the crybabies. This is time for now those that know how to go and warfare and fight in the spirit, that knows how to wail.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's it. Because, see, a mourner is just one that cries about the situation, but don't provoke change of the situation. Mm-hmm. It's a difference. But when you get a wailer, now you got your intercessor. You got one that stands in the gap. You got now one that has the power to influence and provoke about a quantum leap to a nation. In other words, a radical change. A radical change. He go call for those women there, because they the one that's going to help us get over this death. They're going to help us get over our tragedy. They're going to help us come out of this pity party state. They're going to help us to learn how to move on now and gain the blessings of what God has for us.
Hallelujah.
Most people you see mourn, they stay hurt. They keep making excuses. They linger in situations for years, because they were just mourners. But a wailing woman, she don't stay stuck. She's a victor, not a victim.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. It says in the scripture, as you made reference to, that the wailing women, referring to the wailing women, let them make haste. Let them make haste and raise a wailing over us, that our eyes may run down with tears and our eyelids flow with water. For a sound of wailing, not mourning, a sound of wailing is heard from Zion. Hallelujah. And why? The prophet goes down further to say, for death has come up into our windows. It has entered our palaces. They needed to call the wailing women. He knew the wailing women were going to be effective and able to touch heaven to bring about a change. Yes, he called the mourners. Ah, Jesus, help me on today. But he sent for, as you said, prophet, the wailing woman. Why? Because that's what she was created to do. That's what she was made to do. That's what she was fitted to do and equipped to do, to go into deep intercession, knowing how to maneuver strategically, with strategy in the spirit to bring about a change. Hallelujah. With the power of persuasion. Hear me. Glory to God. Not trying to gain any fanfare, but on a mission. Razor sharp focus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Knowing what her assignment is, and that's all it is, and that's all that she was going to do, my God, today. Go ahead, man of God.
You just said something. She knew what her assignment was. See, a wailing woman, what she did, she took the lead in naming the traumatic event that took place. It was these wailing women who was tasked, who was skilled, who was anointed with finding the words when there was no words.
Come on now.
They were the ones to first vocalize what has happened, and in so doing, they served in the role as a leader to make sense. My God.
Yes, sir. They were tactical, prophet. Tactical.
There you go. So they served in the role of leader as sense makers. They made sense to what others couldn't make sense to. Trying from the depths of the spirit to help people make sense out of the nonsensical stuff. When you look at this world today, a lot of stuff don't make sense. Even a lot of stuff that a lot of the prophets keep talking about what God is saying. A lot of stuff that they're saying don't make sense to the people because the prophet don't hear clearly enough to make sense of what God is saying. And so, therefore, when there's no clarity, they had to bring the willing women to be the one to vocalize, to bring sense to a traumatic situation. Because there's something about when trauma hits, when you have been terrorized, it catches you off guard and it leaves you speechless. Now you got to have someone that is skillful and anointed enough to come to make sense to what you can't talk about.
Yes, sir. My God, to be, you know, and I just love this passage of scripture because, I mean, I look at it and this is us today, man of God. I'm just going to stay right here in this circle. I understand. I hear a lot of stuff what people say as you mentioned, you know, they say what God is saying. But this is what I'm hearing in my ear. Amen. This is what I believe is the heart, the passion of God, because he wants this nation, not only this nation, but nations, hallelujah, particularly his body, to be made whole, to receive healing, to bring us back together where there's so much dysfunctionality and we're all operating in capacities that we've not been called to or doing stuff just because you see in somebody, you know, it's just stupid. As you say, just not making any kind of sense. But us getting back to the heart of the matter, which is about the kingdom, which is about souls, which is about thy kingdom come, thy will be done, so that he can receive all of the power, all of the glory, and all of the honor. Amen. It is that simple. It's not difficult to understand. But there is a means and a way to get there, and he has shown us in his word. Amen. But it first comes. There has to be a sensitivity. I mean, we have to have a gentle spirit. We have to have an ear to hear. Our ear is to the mouth of God. Amen. We have a nurturing spirit. We have to walk and operate in humility, glory to God, and obedience. And, you know, Lord, thy will be done. Not my agenda, not what I think you might want, but truly what his heart is crying for. Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
So we have something awesome coming on. Amen. Would you tell us about the revival, sir, that's coming, the repentance revival?
Yes. Amen. Amen. This revival that is coming forth of repentance. And seeing that was the purpose of the wailing women. She was the one that will make sense to everything. She came with a solution. Amen. She came with a voice. My God, I definitely want men to come and I want men to tune in and as we stream from Facebook Live and I think a couple more movies that I think it'll be on. But definitely,
we yes, sir.
Men to focus because see, men, we need to understand that in critical times like these, it was the woman that had the voice to make sense to what was going on. I know we don't like that type of stuff, but the wailing women were sent for. She didn't come on her own. She didn't do her own agenda. She didn't try to just make her way on the scene to be seen, but she came because she was sent for. And God is sending for the wailing women in this hour and in this revival to bring a nation back to repentance. Well, we have a change of mind. Amen. It's going to be something that God is going to move. He's going to move on the hearts of people. And I believe it's going to transform the word of God into the hearts of the people. That it's not just going to sit there in our heads, but it's going to begin to transfer to our hearts. This word, I believe, is going to change the core of the people. Amen. And there will be word that come not just to make you dance, shout, and clap, but also to bring conviction that leads to repentance, where there will be an authentic change, where the prophetic voice will go out there as it wails and cries, where it would do like God says what the prophetic does, to turn the heart of the father back to the children and the children's heart back to the father. We are looking for you to come and join us. Apostle P.D. Westbrook is the host and visionary of this great work of the Wailing Women, calling for the Wailing Women. And so I'm honored to be the speaker, to be able to share some nuggets, amen, that God have entrusted me with to help the daughters of Zion. Amen. I want to come and help the daughters of Zion to let you know that you have a significant role and that you are needed and that hey, we're sending for you to come because your voice needs to be heard on our behalf now. Amen. And I'm telling you, I don't think you'll be disappointed because the nuggets God gave me, they better than McDonald's. I'm telling you. Glory.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. They certainly are men of God. We bless God for what he is doing and what he is about to do. Listen, prayer, prevailing, intercession, wailing women. Where are you? Heaven will not respond until we send up a cry. And we are being mandated. It is a mandate to change our mechanism, our dynamics, our strategies in prayer and shift this atmosphere. So you shift your focus, your perspective, your perception right now. Cry out for the body of Christ, for our leaders, the healing of our land and this nation. And then he will heal our land. Amen. I thank God for those who have joined us on today's platform. We give God the praise, the glory, and the honor. Hallelujah for all that is being said. Amen. Wailing women, do not doubt what God has released in this hour. Amen. Through our conversations with Apostle Prophet Ken Jackson today in your hearing, I believe that this is part of a new thing. Amen. We've had so much of the old that we've seen. I'm sure it tires the Father, and he's probably saying, when will they get it? When will we get it? God is creating a new path in the midst of this chaos, and he's calling the wailing women. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we are going to open up our mouths. We are going to be shifted into this new. Repentance revival is upon us, the turnaround into a season, hallelujah, of victory in the name of Jesus. He is cutting off the enemy. Glory, hallelujah. And our change is imminent. And we walk in victory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Listen. God is going to do a new thing in this season. Wailing women, you are a critical part of that. You are essential, hallelujah, to this mandate. And we are at our place of victory, and we receive it in this hour, Father God, hallelujah. And Father God, I want to thank you that you will demonstrate and manifest your mighty word release through the revival, amen, through the man of God, hallelujah, July the 15th through the 17th, and even beyond that, hallelujah, as the word perpetuates itself in the spirit, the release, hallelujah, I go, Lord, I thank you for what you are doing, even right now, the seed that has been planted. Glory to God. You are releasing your power in this hour. Hallelujah. And I'm sorry if that sounds cliche, but it is the truth. Glory to God. But everyone, listen. Shabbat the Lord today in your hearing for what you've received. And expect a great move of God in your lives. Amen. I pray that you will be able to join us during this powerful repentance revival at 7 p.m. the 15th through the 17th of July. We decree and declare that God is going to move mightily. Hallelujah. Because he is almighty God. He is all-knowing, all-seeing, everywhere at once. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we believe him. that he's able to take us from where we are now to where we are to be and fulfill his purpose and destiny in the name of Jesus for our lives. So I just want to thank you, Apostle Prophet Ken Jackson, amen, for being with us on today. Great man of God, we love you. We love you. We thank God for you and for your wisdom. We look forward to you being released the 15th through the 17th of July at 7 p.m. on Facebook and YouTube. Amen. Live streaming, people of God. We are so grateful for people that have helped us and given us the resources to do this. Glory to God. And just know that this broadcast, even right now, that has planted a seed in your spirit. Amen. I pray that it ignites you to want to be a part of this great move of God, particularly you wailing women. Hallelujah. You have not been counted out. Most importantly, you are definitely counted in and a great part of what God wants to do in this season. Hallelujah. And I pray that this word that has been released through the conversation with Prophet Apostle Ken Jackson, that it touches the life and nature of God within you. Change is taking place now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to say thank you again for stopping by for another Shabbat Saturday, and thank you, Dr. Kimmy Kim, who has been so supportive of our revival that's upcoming. Amen. And the Elation Radio family, hallelujah, iHeart and Spreaker Radio, hallelujah, for this platform. And for you, God's people that are with us, I pray, particularly wailing women, I pray that the Lord, will push you, will ignite you, will make you uncomfortable. You can no longer be complacent. Hallelujah. That which he has given you, it is for you to use for his glory. You are, again, I say, a vital, intricate part. He is sending for the wailing women. So we call you forth in the name of Jesus. I pray that the Lord will continue to enlarge your borders and your territories, everyone that is with us under the sound of our voice, in the name of Jesus. And before I make any more closing remarks, hallelujah, Apostle Prophet Ken Jackson, man of God, do you have any last words that you'd like to, hallelujah, share with the people of God?
I just want to encourage each and every one of you women, amen, to learn to build up one another. And I want to let you know, as a man, you are needed in the kingdom of God that we may bring forth birth to the body of Christ. I love you all, I support you all, and I push you all into your purpose. Come and support this revival, what Apostle Don Westbrook is putting on for this week that God has given us for the wailing women. And come listening, come to get something out of it. Amen. And I guarantee you, there will be something said that will change the way you look at yourself and how you begin to journey on your destiny from this day on. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Apostle Prophet Ken Jackson. We thank God for you again, man of God, and we look forward to hearing how the Spirit of the Lord will use you mightily and what you will release to the women and men of God. Hallelujah. July the 15th through the 17th. Amen. It's not about me, people of God. It's not about Apostle Prophet Ken Jackson. Oh, my God, today. It's about what God is about to do for this nation. Hallelujah. With repentance revival in this hour. And we are so grateful and so honored to be a part of it. And I want to thank you all for joining us on this Shabbat Saturday. Again, my God, today, all of you, come back next Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for another Shabbat Saturday at this great station, Elation Radio. Dr. Kimmy Ken, our producer, hallelujah. We thank you, woman of God, for your example and for your heart. And may the Lord God continue to use you mightily. Hallelujah. Now please close us out. Shalom, everyone. We love you. God bless you.
If I broke some hearts. I didn't mean that to. I believe the men and now someday I have to come to terms with. I don't know who I am anymore.
To the end.